Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome back to Common Sense Radio. Today, we're going to be talking, we're just giving a brief update here on the USFL. Excuse me. Allergies today. Anyways, yesterday wrapped up week three of the USFL season, and there were some interesting games, as always. Let's see, the first game of the weekend, the Tampa Bay Bandits came from behind against the Houston Gamblers and won 27-26 to increase their record to 2-1 and dropping Houston to 1-2. Just what I saw in the fourth quarter, the Houston Gamblers made four critical mistakes in the fourth quarter there. They had a blocked punt, which was actually a mishandled, looked like a combination of a mishandled snap by the punter and really bad blocking by the line to give up a blocked punt. And then Tampa Bay ended up scoring a touchdown. Prior to that, Houston had a 9-point lead. The other three mistakes were two penalties. When Houston was running out the clock, they had a big run that was wiped out by a 10-yard penalty, which put them behind the sticks, put them in, a first and 20 or second 20 at that point. The third mistake was a third down call. They were near midfield. They ran some kind of a tunnel screen, which was not well timed. But if you're at midfield, why not take a chance and throw it downfield? I mean, you never know. You maybe get a first down or set yourself up for field goal there. But they chose a very conservative call. And the play did not work. Then the fourth critical mistake was a personal foul on a pass where Tampa Bay had the ball. They threw a pass to their tight end, and the Houston defender was called for a hit on a defenseless player. It didn't look that bad. It looked like a normal football hit, but you never know what the refs are going to call these days. So that play ended up giving Tampa Bay an extra 15 yards. They move the ball down closer to field goal range, and they are able to kick the game-winning field goal and win 27-26. The second game, which was supposed to be the marquee game of the weekend, the Battle of the Undefeateds, Birmingham defeated New Orleans 22-13, and they came from behind in that game, scoring a safety and then getting an interception late in the game to seal the deal. Alabama pushes their record to 3-0, the only undefeated team in the league right now. New Orleans drops to 2-1, and they are tied with Tampa Bay for second in the South. Third game, which was played on Sunday afternoon, whereas we had the battle of the undefeateds with Birmingham and New Orleans, this was the battle of the winless teams. And Michigan won this game in a knockout, shutting out Pittsburgh 24-0. And the Panthers ran all over the Maulers in this game. Looks like they had 42 rushing attempts. Yeah, they had 40. Let's see. Let's look at these stats. They had 42 rushing attempts. That's a lot. They had 67 plays overall, or 25 passes, 42 runs. Passing-wise, they weren't too good. They were the two quarterbacks, Shea Patterson and Paxton Lynch, combined for 11 out of 25 completions, only 72 passing yards, but the Panthers put up 244 rushing yards on 42 attempts. Wow. And one of their players, Corbin, put up had 133 yards and a touchdown on 20 carries. Very impressive. Pittsburgh goes to 0-3. They only ran 53 plays in the game. They're 0-3. Michigan is 1-2. And they are now tied for second in the Northern Division with the Philadelphia Stars, who were defeated by the New Jersey Generals in Sunday night's game. New Jersey won 24-16. They had 23 passing plays in that game and 46 running plays. The Stars led for most of the game, but it looks like the Generals came back and won in the fourth quarter. And I did not see the game because it was on Peacock, which I do not have, but I kept track of the scoring. So the Generals outscored the Stars 14-0 in the final period to win this game going away. They were a combined 14 of 23 passing, 205 passing yards. They had a 100-yard rusher, Williams, 110 yards on 19 carries. And New Jersey ups their record to 2-1. So this is what we have so far. In the South, Birmingham leads the South at 3-0. Tampa Bay and New Orleans are tied at 2-1, although New Orleans would have the tiebreaker for the moment, given that they defeated Tampa Bay. Houston is in fourth place at 1-2. Over in the Northern Division, New Jersey leads the North at 2-1. Michigan and Philadelphia are tied for second at 1-2. Pittsburgh 0-3. So we're 30% of the way through the season. We're at the 30% mark. There's 10 games in the season. In each division, the playoff format will be the top two teams in the North and South will qualify for the playoffs. So that second place is the wild card. So there might be a scramble for those second place games. Now, in week four, we'll have a show later on in the week to preview this, but here are your games. Friday evening on FS1 at, I don't know if this is the correct time, but it says 9 o'clock Central. The Stars are facing Michigan, the Michigan Panthers. Saturday, 1:30 Central, New Jersey versus Pittsburgh. And then later on Saturday, 6 o'clock, Tampa Bay goes up against Birmingham on Fox. And then New Jersey-Pittsburgh game will be on Peacock. Only one game Sunday, which will be 2 o'clock Central. Houston facing New Orleans. And that looks like that's on the – that'll be on NBC and the Peacock channel. So it's getting interesting. 30% of the regular season finished. Now, I was going back and looking at what the team's records were in the 80s, the current eight teams, just for some trivia. These are the total regular season records thus far of the eight current USFL clubs. This is counting this year and the 1980s records. Tampa Bay, overall, 37-20. Houston, 24-15. Birmingham, 38-19. New Orleans, which was also Boston in its first year. New Orleans is second year. Portland its third year back in the 80s. Is currently 27-30. Michigan, 23-16. Pittsburgh, 3-18. New Jersey, 33-24. And Philadelphia Stars, they still have the best record overall at 42-14-1. So just some trivia there to show you what the overall records were for the franchises going back to the 80s. Now let's skip over to the NHL playoffs, which start tonight. Over in the East, tonight on ESPN, Boston is on the road in Raleigh to face the Carolina Hurricanes. And that game is at 6 o'clock Central on ESPN. On ESPN2, the Tampa Bay Lightning will attempt to win their third straight Stanley Cup. And they go on the road to face the Toronto Maple Leafs. I believe Toronto has not won the Stanley Cup since, 1967, sometime in the 60s. It's been a long time for the Maple Leafs. But that game is on ESPN2, 6:30 Central. And the two Western games will be St. Louis on the road against the Minnesota Wild. That's at 8:30 Central on ESPN. And finally, on ESPN2, the nightcap will be the L.A. Kings against Edmonton, 9 o'clock Central. Just to preview some of these, St. Louis, of course, won the Cup, I believe, 3 years ago in 2019. Minnesota has yet to win it. The L.A. Kings have won 2 Stanley Cups recently, I believe, and it was 2012 and 2014. The Edmonton Oilers, of course, were the dynasty, NHL dynasty in the 1980s, with Wayne Gretzky winning 5 Stanley Cups in 7 years. Now, tomorrow night's games, Pittsburgh Penguins on the road at the Madison Square Garden against the Rangers, 6 o'clock Central on ESPN. Pittsburgh will be going for its 6th Stanley Cup, while the Rangers try to win their first championship since 1994. ESPN2, 6:30 Central, the Washington Capitals, who were the 2018 Stanley Cup champs, face the top-seeded and Presidential Cup champion Florida Panthers. Florida has never won a Stanley Cup, though they were in the Cup Finals in 1996, and I believe that's the last time they've won a playoff series. So it's been quite a while. Then the nightcap on ESPN, the Western games, will be Nashville Predators, who made one Stanley Cup appearance. That was in 2017 on the road. They're the 8th seed against the top-seeded team in the West, the Colorado Avalanche. The Avalanche, 2-time Stanley Cup winners, have not advanced to the Western Conference Finals in 20 years, so they will attempt to at least make it that far, first time in 20 years, and win their first Stanley Cup championship in 21 years. And that game is on ESPN at 8:30 Central. Then the nightcap on ESPN2 will be the Dallas Stars versus the Calgary, 9 p.m. Central. The Stars won their only, the franchise's only cup in 1999, while Calgary won their only cup 10 years before that in 1989. The Stars most recently were in the finals just 2 years ago, where they lost to the Tampa Bay Lightning in 6 games. Calgary has not made the Stanley Cup Finals since 2004, when they also lost to the Tampa Bay Lightning, when the Ning won their first Stanley Cup championship. So those are your updates on the USFL and NHL playoffs. I'll have other updates later this week on both sports, particularly the NHL. So don't forget, NHL action tonight on ESPN and ESPN2 with Boston, Carolina, Tampa Bay, Toronto, St. Louis, Minnesota, and L.A., Edmonton. We'll talk to you next time and hope you have a great rest of your day. Thank you for listening to Common Sense Radio. Bye-bye now.